From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro held historic talks on Saturday. It happened on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama.
You know, I am cautiously optimistic that over the coming months and coming years, that the process that we've initiated, first announced in December, reaffirmed here at the Summit of the Americas, will lead to a different future for the Cuban people and a different relationship between the United States and Cuba.
Mr. Obama also said the majority of Americans support establishing ties with Cuba and that those efforts have the overwhelming support of the Cuban public as well. Mr. Castro told President Obama he's prepared to discuss a number of contentious issues, including human rights and press freedom. He also acknowledged areas of continued disagreement and said resolution of those matters will take time. Saudi Arabia says at least 500 insurgent Shiites have been killed along the Saudi-Yemen border since a Saudi-led coalition launched airstrikes late last month against Houthi rebels seeking to gain control of neighboring Yemen. Meanwhile, coalition warships shelled Houthi positions outside the southern city of Attak, while residents of the city reported airstrikes on a local military base. More than 600 people have been killed in the fighting, and 100,000 residents have been forced to flee their homes. At least seven people were killed Saturday in Nigeria as people went to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. The violence comes 2 weeks after Muhammadu Buhari ousted incumbent Goodluck Jonathan in a relatively peaceful election. This is VOA News. World Health Organization says the risk of West Africa's Ebola epidemic spreading to other countries has gone down considerably. That story now from Lisa Schlein at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports real progress is being made in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea toward ending the 15-month Ebola epidemic. Nevertheless, WHO's Emergency Committee of Experts that just met to assess the current situation agrees it is premature for the international community to let down its guard. WHO Assistant Director General Bruce Aylward says
the virus is still moving. There is still cases that are coming not off contact lists, still having deaths in the communities, etc. However, they believe that the risk of international spread appeared to be reducing.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The European Union reportedly has given Greece a deadline of April 20th to present an acceptable list of reforms that, if accepted, would unlock the final payment of the bailout package offered by the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund. Negotiators from Greece and the EU have struggled to make progress over the final payout of 7.2 billion euros. The government of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, which was elected on an anti-austerity platform, has vowed not to accept further cuts in public spending. Here in Washington, law enforcement officials say the U.S. Capitol building was locked down for a few hours as a precaution after a man shot and killed himself outside the building. Capitol Police spokesperson described the suspected shooter as neutralized after a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Officials later confirmed the man was dead. She said police are also investigating a suspicious package on one of the building's terraces. Pope Francis on Saturday proclaimed a special year of efforts by the Catholic Church to be more merciful and less judgmental.
Oggi, nella vigilia della seconda domenica di Pasqua, davanti alla porta santa.
The Pope read excerpts from a papal decree in which he proclaimed a holy year entitled Extraordinary Jubilee of Mercy. The year begins on December 8th when Pope Francis will open the normally closed holy door in the back of St. Peter's Basilica. The year will end on November 20th, 2016. Francis said the special year should involve worldwide efforts by the Catholic Church to stress mercy rather than severity, saying the institution's credibility is at stake. The last holy year for the Catholic Church was held in the year 2000. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.